With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Newly elected Congresswoman Deborah Holland's last couple of months can best be described as a whirlwind of activity.
Whirlwind is a good description. Right. It started with, as soon as I was elected, going back to D.C. To attend orientations and meetings. And, you know, I worked with the woman I hired to be my chief of staff. You know, we worked to make sure we were interviewing and getting our staff ready to join our office. It has been a whirlwind, you know, also flying back and forth from D.C. to Albuquerque and then making every second count when I'm in the district.
One of the Democrats' heartfelt issues, she says, is gun violence. In our interview, she noted she had just met with a group of students the day before who are advocating for several measures aimed at regulating who has access to weapons.
Kids are afraid to go to school, quite frankly. I mean, that is a real fear, and it's a fear not just for the students, but also for the parents. We have to get a handle on gun violence that is tearing our communities apart.
Holland says she's sad to hear of communities where sheriffs are declaring they won't uphold gun control laws legislators are now crafting.
They are telling the students who have been advocating for these issues, who want safe schools and who want to protect other students, they're telling those students that they don't matter, right? These are bills that students have gone to great lengths to support and to advocate for because, I mean, it's their communities who are being torn apart by gun violence.
One of the bills, sponsored by Albuquerque State Representative and Democrat Miguel P. Garcia, would require federal background checks of people who want to buy guns at gun shows. The other measure would have a gun owner deemed by a court to be a danger to themselves or others to temporarily turn over his or her guns to law enforcement. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.